Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So good to see all of you here tonight. And I trust that all of you had a blessed Christmas as we had. Amen. God is good.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My message tonight is exceeding abundantly above.
Amen.
Amen. You might not believe it right now, but you will when you get out of here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the last couple of weeks we've been talking about that 2018 is the year for the church to flourish. And so that is God's plan for His people. This is the time for God's people to flourish. Praise God. And you know that God wants us to flourish spirit, soul, and body. Every area of our lives. And I'm going to begin reading in Ephesians chapter 3. Chapter 3 and verse 20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Now God has big plans. Amen. He's a big God. And He has big plans for His people, amen? He has plans for increase. Can you say increase tonight?
Increase.
Amen? He has a plan for you to increase tonight. He has a plan of exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think tonight. Now, God's plans for your life are greater than you could ever even imagine. Amen? Greater than you can ever even imagine. God has doors for you to open that you have not even thought of. Amen. We're so busy trying to figure out how He's going to do it. But all God's saying is just trust me that I've got a door and I've got the way to open that door. Amen. He has plans for you and He's saying just wait on me. Just wait on me, amen? Don't get ahead of me. Don't get behind me, but just wait on me. His plans are for good and not for evil. God has increase in mind for you tonight. Praise God. That's good news. A plan for you to flourish. Glory to God. Anybody ask me how I'm doing? I'm flourishing.
Amen.
Amen. I'm flourishing. I don't care. I don't go by what I feel, how I feel, what I see, or what I hear. I'm going by God. What God's plans are for me. What God's desires are for me. Amen. And He said that it's His desire for me to flourish. And that's what I'm saying out of my mouth. I'm speaking. I'm flourishing. Amen. Hallelujah. Increase. Increase. But you know, sometimes those plans that God got for us, sometimes we just have to get out of the way. Amen? We have to get out of God's way sometimes. God has something bigger than what our natural minds can even conceive. So we've just got to stand back and let God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just let Him. Amen. Let's turn to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. And we're going to start with verse 1. Now, God's got greater plans. He's got a higher way than what we've got. He knows better than we do. Amen. He's smarter than we are. Hallelujah. Acts 3, and starting with 1, it says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Now this lame man, they laid at the gate every day. And he would ask, he would beg of people that were coming to the temple to give him something. And this man was expecting from Peter and James to John to give them some money. Just a few little coins. He's just wanting a few little coins just to get by. Isn't that the way we are sometimes? We want just enough to get by. We're expecting just a little bit of something just to help us get by. But God's got a bigger plan. God has a bigger vision for you tonight. He doesn't want you to think just get by. Hallelujah. He wants you to think more than enough. He wants you to think beyond this natural world, what the natural world thinks. He doesn't want you to just ask for a little thing. He wants you to ask for a big thing. Amen. He wants you to ask big tonight. He wants you to believe big tonight. Amen. Glory to God. He wants us to stretch our faith, stretch our believing, stretch. See, it wouldn't be anything from God if we could do it on our own, if it was on our own ability. But no, we're not going by our own ability. We're going by God's ability tonight. Amen. What God's plan is for us. See, our plan is just this little bitty thing over here. But God's plan over here is great, big. Hallelujah. Awesome, mighty miracles. Amen. Glory to God. He still has a plan for you tonight. Amen. God had a much bigger plan for this man. Exceeding abundantly above. He's got an exceedingly abundantly above plan for you tonight. A plan for your world. A plan for your life. A plan for your family. Amen? God exceeded his expectations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God loves to surprise his people. And I love to get surprises, don't you? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, God isn't just enough. He's more than enough. Glory to God. More than enough. He's more than enough for everything that you have need of tonight. But we want to limit God. See, we think God just wants us to barely get by. He thinks, you know, we just want God to just give us that little alms just to get us by. But God has such a bigger picture than that. Hallelujah. He wants so much more for you tonight. Glory to God. God is more than enough. God is overflowing. Amen. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. And running over. That's who our God is tonight. Amen. He's an overflow God. Glory to God. We've got to stretch our believing tonight. Amen. We're thinking too small. We're believing too small. Amen. Glory to God. See, anybody can believe just to barely get by. But Oasis Christian Center people, amen, are people that believe God and they stretch their faith. They believe to flourish, amen. They believe God has a greater plan, amen, and we're not going to settle. We're not going to settle just for a little alms. No, we're not going to just settle just to get by. Amen. We're going to flourish. Hallelujah. I'm ready to flourish. Glory to God. I'm ready to flourish in every area of my life. I'm ready to flourish in my body. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm ready to flourish in my finances. I'm ready to flourish in my family. Every situation, every part of my life, I believe for flourishing, amen. Yes. God said it's mine. Yes. I believe it and I receive it. Yes. And I take hold of it. Yes. See, you have to take it by force. Yes. Amen. Amen. You have to take it by force. You can't side up with the enemy. Because he'll try to tell you, it doesn't belong to you. God doesn't want you to flourish. He wants you to be pitiful. See, that's humility. No, it's not. It's just being plain old pitiful. Amen. You know it's so. Amen. Glory to God. More than enough. More than enough. Hallelujah. Heard about this young woman that she was at the time she was a newscaster. But she had this skin problem. And you know us ladies, especially if you're on TV, I mean, you want to look good. Well, she had this skin problem, and so she was always self-conscious, you know, if it rained, if she's out, you know, and it rains and it messes up her makeup, or if she just accidentally wipes her face or something and her makeup comes off and it shows the skin problem. She was so self-conscious of that. She always had it in her heart for many years that she wanted to invent a product that would cover that skin problem up. And so she worked on that, and then she felt like she had come up with something, and so she quit her job, and she started pushing this product that she invented. And it was really her desire to go on QVC. Didn't know anything, you know, how to even go about doing something like that. But anyway, she, you know, just started trying to get her product out there. So they had a convention in her area that you could take your products and you can display them. They had booths, you know, where you could set up your product stand and sell your stuff. And so she's doing that there at that convention. And this lady that's in the booth next to her, you know, they strike up a conversation and she's asking her, you know, all about her product and all, you know, and everything. And the woman said, just out of the blue, well, I think I might can help you. She said, I'll work for QVC. And she said, I think I can talk to some people, and I think I can get you in there, and I think I can help you out. And so she does. She talks to the people that she needed to talk to and got the woman on QVC. And the woman did very well, and her product sold very well, and she's been on QVC for several years selling her product. Well, later on, you know, she was talking to this same woman, and she's like, you know, what made you want to put me on QVC? She said, really, it wasn't completely your product that impressed me. She said, although it's good, and, it's a good product. I liked it. But she said, I felt like God told me to help you. Amen. God had a connection. Amen. Yes. Amen. God opened the door for her. Amen. God has a way where there seems to be no way. See, well, she couldn't figure out how she could get on QVC. She didn't know anybody, but God knew somebody. Amen. You might not have the connections tonight, but God has the connections. Amen. God knows how to speak to people. He knows how to talk to people. Amen. How to touch their heart. And He knows the right people at the right time. Amen. And He knows how to open those doors for you. Praise God. All He wants us to do tonight is just believe Him for it. Amen. Don't shut the door because you don't think that you can, that God is going to be there for you. Or it's too big for you. Or this is not God. Or that's not what God wants. So the enemy will tell you that. That's not what God wants for you. But don't shut the door to it, amen? God has got a place, and God has got a plan, and He has provision, and He has a way, amen? And He will connect you to the right people that you need to be connected with. God is mighty. God is greater. God is bigger than any situation that you might be going through tonight. Just put your trust in Him. Just put your eyes on the Lord. Put your focus on Him. Not the situation. Not how impossible it looks. Not how big it looks. But put your eyes on how big your God is. Hallelujah. How big your God is. Amen. Hallelujah. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. And don't give up. Don't give up. You just keep standing. You keep standing and waiting on your God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And while we're turning there, I just want to say again that we had been believing for Bean. Amen. For an open door. Hallelujah. And he got the approval. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The open door has been given to him. Praise God. He's mighty. He's mighty. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8 says, and God is able. Everybody say able.
Able.
God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Woo! Glory to God. To me, yes. To you, yes. Hallelujah. That ye always having all sufficiency in all things. That sounds like flourishing to me.
Yeah.
May abound to every good work. Amen. That's our God. And in the message, I wanted to read that one. It was, I loved it. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. 9 and 8. God can pour on the blessings in an astonishing way, so that you're ready for anything and everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. God can pour on the blessings, amen. God, just pour on the blessings. I'll receive it. Just pour on your blessings, God. Amen. In astonishing ways. God is astonishing, isn't He? Amen. And when God does something, it is astonishing.
Yes.
Praise God. Because it's supernatural. It's not natural. Amen. Hallelujah. God has ways to bless you you've never even thought of. Amen. Hallelujah. God is limitless. He has a limitless supply. He never runs out. Glory to God. He's not limited by our qualifications. Amen. Glory to God. He's not limited by our education. He's not limited by our abilities. Amen. Hallelujah. When we're looking to God, it's all about Him. Hallelujah. It's all about what He will do for those who believe. Hallelujah. Only believe. Only believe. See, what happens so many times is we'll say amen, and if it's not there tomorrow, we lose hope. We get frustrated. We start listening to that voice that says that wasn't really God. But we've got to have a made up mind. Amen. When we pray, when we have a need or we have a desire, we have to pray, and when we say amen, we've got to say, there it is. No matter what it looks like, no matter how long it takes, there it is. Amen. Because my God's got it. Amen. And my God's going to do it.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to open the door. And He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. And God's ways are perfect.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Have you ever tried to do it your way? Is it perfect? Was it perfect? Did it work out really good?
No.
No. Because God does it perfectly.
Amen.
And He does it in a time that is perfect. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're just going to stand and believe, aren't we?
Amen.
We're just going to stand and believe.
Amen.
Glory to God. Doesn't matter if it's been 5 years, I'm standing and I'm believing, amen? I'm not giving up on my God. I'm not giving up on what God has told me belongs to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It's Him. It's all about Him.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is doing a new thing. God's doing a new thing in Oasis Christian Center. He's doing a new thing in the people in Oasis Christian Center. Amen. I feel like God is just speeding things up in the spirit realm. He is just speeding things up. Amen. If we'll not get on the world wagon, but we'll get on the God wagon.
Amen.
Amen. We will flourish. We will receive the things that God has promised for us. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's people coming to God. Amen. God is working miracles, Bean.
Amen.
I had a sister tell me a couple of weeks ago, she had been praying for her nephew. He had lived for God at one time, but he had backslidden.
Amen.
And she said that he told her he was in school, and he heard God's voice call his name.
Wow.
And he's come and he told his aunt, he says, I'm going to church. He said, I know that was God's voice, and I'm going back to church. I'm going back to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a good God, isn't He? Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for our God. Amen. No situation that God can't take care of. Hallelujah. Nobody has gone too far into sin. Nobody's gone too far back from God.
Amen.
He's still calling people's names today.
Yes.
He's still saying, come unto me.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He's still saying, I have not forgotten you.
Yes.
But I've still got a plan for your life. Glory to God. Amen. He still has a way where there seems to be no way. The devil is the one that tells you that he can't do it, that God can't do it. That is a lie.
Uh-huh.
from the pit of hell. God can do it. And it doesn't take God forever to do something. He can do it in the twinkling of an eye. The blink of an eye, He can do it. He can turn things around. He can change things. He can change circumstances. He can change situations. He can change a heart and a heartbeat. Amen.